This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Charlotte is Creative Podcast. Sitting here next to my co-pilot, co-conspirator, Tim Miner. How are you doing there, Tim?
Hello. I like the prim and proper way that you started this one.
Well, I didn't say who I was. I'm Matt Olin, the co-founder of Charlotte is Creative.
It just felt very like, well, welcome. It felt a little Jane Austen. I feel like I'm sitting in a drawing room and I'm waiting. Yeah. No, not NPR.
Oh, okay.
Because then you'd be talking about kumquat prices falling in Zaire.
Okay, all right, got it. Well, we appreciate y'all tuning in. And for those of you who do listen to this podcast, you know that we normally record it immediately following each month's Creative Mornings event and have a deeper dive with our speaker, or in this case, speakers from the event. So,
and this was a particularly joyous Creative Mornings, but one that ended with two speakers that, and I can't wait for you to get to know them, but they brought humor and light, but also gravitas, right? There was a lot of information that was shared in a very short period of time. So really encourage you to head over to creativemornings.com and pull up Charlotte and then watch their speech, because it will be in our talks section, the video of their talk.
So let's not delay any further. Please, let's shout out our speakers and our podcast guests today.
We're building up mystery.
That's right. So Madeline Holly Carruthers and Ashley Kreft of Charlotte Black Owned. It is so great to be sitting down with you both. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
All right. It's like, it's like a double mint.
We're twins on
time. That was a commercial right there. I'm getting like 80s flashbacks.
Well, this is kind of cool because, you know, Tim and I, we're very much in tandem, right? Mm-hmm. We're the co-founders of a nonprofit. We were in constant contact with each other. If we're not in the same room, we're either telepathy or texting or calling or
that's
whatever.
That's how we are.
Yeah, right? So I was going to say, this has got to be the reality of this partnership.
Yes.
And so talk to us a little bit about, like, how did you all meet? Like, how do you know each other?
Ooh, so I feel like it's been about 12 years now. Mm-hmm. Me and Maddie both did a summer, I guess you could say, job or internship with the local organization here in Charlotte, mm-hmm. Freedom Schools.
That's an amazing
program. Yes. Yeah. So we are Freedom School alumni.
Yep.
And so we both joined that year and, well, that summer. And I saw her and I was like, this should be my friend. So yes. I literally walked up to her. I think
and
I
like, left me
yeah,
friends.
I just
you
started
have, like, something
to,
in your brain. Like,
wow. Like, I love your hair. Let's be friends. So
friend alert.
From there, we started our friendship and now we're best friends.
Yeah.
And then that led to us creating Charlotte Black Owned. We were texting. We used to, as Maddie said, we have done our fair share of marches and protests.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do something long term. So that's when we talked about starting Charlotte Black Owned and just sharing businesses in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And we're from Charlotte. So it was also a learning experience for us.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's a few. And now I think, like Maddie said, it's about 400 plus that we've learned about. So
yeah.
It just organically started with the Instagram page. We thought it was going to be something, a hobby, something small, and it's a full-fledged business now.
Yeah.
So. You know, when we first became aware of your work, it just felt like there was such a kinship, because in the same, your origin story is so close to ours, even down to the friendship meet cute.
Oh, wow.
Like, let's be friends. but I love that, you know, sometimes we're encouraged to have some long-term plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, what's your master plan? You know what? I don't know. Let's fail as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Let's just start. Because when we did this, we had a notion. And I tell people it's like saying, there's gold in them gnar hills. Like, we knew somewhere in the marrow of our bones that there was a vein of creativity running through Charlotte that we weren't, as a community, paying attention to, but we had no idea the depths of it. So you guys saying like, hey, we knew there were Black owned businesses, but we did not understand the depth and breadth and quality.
Yeah.
But again, if you had, I mean, it might even been, if you understood the size, that might have been a deterrent to you guys even starting. That's because probably, that's daunting.
Yeah. That's
daunting.
A good point. The less we knew was probably for the better.
Right. I see the PSA. The less you know.
The less you know.
Yeah, we have a good friend who encourages us to say, you know, let's start making as many mistakes as quickly as possible, because nobody has the answers right off the bat.
That's so true.
When we started, we planned to just share places that people could shop. Mm-hmm. And we, part of our story that we love to tell people is like, we thought we had this aggressive goal. We were like, because it was just going to be an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. So we're like, yeah, we'll just tell about businesses. So we're like, we want to try to have 1,000 followers at the end of the month. That was our aggressive goal. And I think in a few days we were at like 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. So we were at work texting each other like, what is happening?
The horse is out of the barn.
And right. Then people like you all started reaching out and we were like, oh my God, there's a need. This is something. Yeah, so that's like, why at the something. Beginning we were probably like, sure, okay. And just going along with it because yeah. We didn't know where we would be.
I think yeah. There's something so beautiful about something that rises up and meets a real need in the community, mm-hmm. but it does so organically, mm-hmm. like you're saying, right? That's not to disparage any sort of effort that's like more calculated, but yeah. I think there's just something really powerful about these authentic initiatives that sort of mm-hmm. bubble up from people that truly care. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, those are the ones that often mm-hmm. gain steam, gain momentum, yeah. gain traction. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm seeing happening with you all.
I would say, and we should just give you the microphones and stop talking.
No,
but I mean,
you're
fine. We were just fans and really in awe of what you're trying to do from the very beginning. I'd like to say after years of doing this, now we have, you guys have probably developed to kind of a sniff test. Like people will come up and they'll be like, I want to do what you're doing, but mm-hmm. I'm going to do it better mm-hmm. or I'm going to make this.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
and it's like, yeah, like okay. And I think you say, this is not easy. Mm-hmm. Like if I had any idea how much time and effort this takes, but what I could tell about you guys from the beginning, and I know Matt did too, was when it, you just had a difference of the way that you expressed yourselves mm-hmm. to say, these guys are going to go the distance. Like they're going to put in the effort. This is not I woke up this morning and wanted to do something good for somebody. And then by the next day, you're like, I'm done. I did my good deed for the century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys, just everything, all the opportunities that came your way, you made the most of them, and you mm-hmm. and you always put the light back on other people. Mm. You never sought the limelight, and that was really to see a team of four people that were that humble and that passionate was something pure in a cynical world.
Yeah, funny and story. Even now,
yeah, I was about to say we never intended to even say who we were. But people decided we must know who is behind this page.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we got probably hundreds of messages in the first few months, and they were like, who's behind this page? Are there black people behind this page? And we were like, I guess we got to show them
who we are.
Skeptical.
And we get the question, especially because of the time mm-hmm. in 2020, racial tension, I feel like, was high, too, with the George Floyd killing.
Sure.
So we understood, but we were just so caught off guard. And I think over time, we've built even showcasing who we are in opportunities like this.
Right.
We've just decided to be kind of more out in the public
eye.
I
understand that.
So what I'd love, because we love to go down these rabbit holes, but I want to back up and just mm-hmm. let's have our listeners just tell them what Charlotte Blackown does. Let's start with the log line, right?
And maybe take the progression, like what you started out doing and then what you've eventually grown to do.
So Charlotte Blackown is a social good company. I don't know if we made that term up, but we just decided this best fits what we do. When people are like, what is it that you do? What do you sell? We're like, we don't sell anything. So Charlotte Blackown is a social good company. We encourage people and connect people to do anything that's going to be financially and physically supportive of local black-owned businesses and entrepreneurs. So when we started, we just planned to tell people where they could shop. And then mm-hmm. business owners were like, hey, I'm struggling with this, or mm-hmm. I have an idea for that. And we just naturally sort of snowballed into what we do now, which is host fun events where we hire black caterers mm-hmm. or book a black-owned venue. So people are having a good time and mm-hmm. also supporting. Mm-hmm. We have multiple initiatives and programs. Mm-hmm. It's really this huge snowball that is going down the hill and getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And we didn't think it was going to be like this at all.
Yeah. And now we've ventured into kind of more so consulting mm-hmm. too. A lot mm-hmm. of times people are coming to ask for a resource or how do we connect to a business? And that's where we fall in. We kind of are that advocate and that middleman to make sure everyone's connected. Even if they're not a black-owned business, we want everyone to be inclusive of it and think about, instead of going to Starbucks today, maybe go to, I'm hitting a blank.
Evoke.
But Detour.
You have multiple choices. There you go. Wonder Twin Towers activate.
So, it's just about being intentional yeah. about how you support businesses in Charlotte.
This is the part where I say, as a like, I am a coffee lover, and I did learn about Detour on your Instagram.
Oh, really?
I've been known to follow them around.
So here's the thing, though. Like, and we can relate from our experience in the creative sector is that once you see the gaps, once mm-hmm. you see the needs, mm-hmm. you can't unsee them.
Yes.
And so it sounds like you were just, it was like you had to do something about it.
Yes.
You know, it's like, how can you not if you care?
Exactly. And we bring this up all the time, but we are social workers by education. Yeah. And mm-hmm. we really believe that that dictates how we move within business yeah. too, and not being as traditional and more focused on the businesses. And like you said, making sure we're meeting the needs of others. And yeah. we barely think about ourselves in the process. We really want to be kind of the voice and the opportunity to, we'll help get opportunities for others in the process. So
yeah,
our background definitely makes a difference in mm-hmm. how we interact with people.
Well, I imagine too, like when you put something out there, and you guys just mm-hmm. mentioned it with all the DMs you got, mm-hmm. right? I know it's, I imagine you didn't anticipate how much people would reach back. And no. then you have to decide right there. Then you're at a crossroads. You're like, okay, yes. I can just keep posting mm-hmm. or now am I going to interact with people one-on-one? Mm-hmm. And yeah. then the crossroads really, the detours really hit. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about the two gentlemen that are also the men. In the yes. background. So who are the other two co-founders? Is that what you refer to yes. each mm-hmm. other as? Okay. Yeah, tell us about them, who they are, and what their role is, and how are they feeling about y'all being on the podcast. And they're like, where are we? Why aren't we on the podcast?
So we are a group of couples. So yes. our significant others are also a part of the founding of Charlotte Black mm-hmm. Owned. Yep. And as much as as Ashley and I are in the background, they are even more in the background. Mm-hmm. So they are, and all of our team works full time mm-hmm. elsewhere. Like yeah. I think mm-hmm. sometimes people think we wake up and it's just Charlotte Black on all day. We wish it could be.
That makes yeah. it even more remarkable.
We wish.
Yeah, yeah. So they are the guys setting up the events. They are responding to some of the DMs. Mm-hmm. Ashley and I are visionaries in the sense mm-hmm. that like we plan out the big things and then they help us carry out the small mm-hmm. tasks, and they're humble enough to be like, yeah, our yes. women are doing their thing.
They hey, love it. They support great. Us.
You know what though? That, you know that. Who that's like? You guys are like ABBA. Like the band mm-hmm. ABBA was two couples and the women were out front and the dudes are in the back like doing all the schleppy stuff.
Part of it, yes. And people see them at events and they talk to everyone then. And then
yeah.
people see us and they always know, but they kind of creep in and like, hey, we're part of Charlotte Black Owned too. Mm-hmm. So it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Their personalities blend well with our personalities. Yeah.
I love it. Maybe there's like you can take it on the road. If it's ABBA, but it's Charlotte Black Owned, maybe it's CABBA or something. We can workshop it.
That would be great. That would be great. Right. Yeah. Because we always talk
it's CABBO.
About-
it's CABBO.
It's CABBO. And I think people need to see more examples of working with friends in business.
Yeah, because it can work. Yes. I mean, it does for us.
It
and we
totally can.
We've hit road bumps mm-hmm. before, but at the end of the day, because we are all like family because mm-hmm. we're so close, mm-hmm. it's easier for us to sit down and say, all right, we got to figure out what we want to do mm-hmm. to keep our relationships mm-hmm. working, mm-hmm. but also to keep the mission of our work together mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Let's talk about the real count. Okay, that was mm-hmm. something that you all, I'm calling it the right thing, right? The
yes.
real count.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the reason behind it, right? Mm-hmm. We want to hear about that. We heard about it in the event today, but for the folks listening to the podcast before seeing the video, a little bit about the real reason for it. And mm-hmm. then, I don't know, like what's next with that data? Like how do we want to employ and marshal that data into action?
So we thought of the real count. If we initially wanted to call it the count, mm-hmm. And then maybe in the last 6 months, there have been, you know, these leading publications sharing that, oh, Charlotte is number 7 in number of black owned business, mm-hmm. or Charlotte is leading the way. Charlotte's black entrepreneurs mm-hmm. are doing better than other cities. And so again, we are social workers by nature. So we work with people relationship wise, but mm-hmm. we also are data driven. Mm-hmm. We recognize that a lot of these accolades that the city had gotten or that people perceived the city to have, they didn't have any data. So mm-hmm. we would read the article, but there was no number. So mm-hmm. it's like, yeah. Charlotte's number six, mm-hmm. but it didn't say
wondering
how many
where the source, what's the source of that?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then, you know, lately more studies have come out about Black owned businesses and what they need. And so we just decided, because in the first year of Charlotte Black owned, we had people send their information to us. Mm-hmm. Within a couple months, we had found out about at least 400 businesses. And that was in 2020. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we need to figure out exactly how many businesses identify themselves as Black owned, entrepreneurs, side hustles included. And then from there, we can decide what their needs are. So mm-hmm. we want to do this list, you self-identify. Mm-hmm. So it's big, huge Excel of all these businesses. And then we want to do a call-a-thon day. So community partners can come out and we're going to call each and every business owner on this list and have a 5 to 7 minute conversation with them. What do you need? Mm-hmm. What's keeping you from growing your business? What are the strengths of your business? And then we want to package this into something that is data driven, but also useful for like city government, mm-hmm. maybe even the state to say, you know, we can't determine what Black owned businesses mm-hmm. need. They should tell us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Kind of allow that to inform your yep. your direction. Yeah.
And I was going to say in the beginning, we talked about like a little black book, like mm-hmm. back in the day when
like the green book.
Yeah. The green mm-hmm. book. So
oh, yeah.
This is kind of our more modern day yeah. green book too, when it comes to that. And we also, like we mentioned earlier during our speech, we want to include businesses that are not open as well, yep. because it's important to know what was the downfall. Was it lack of support, lack of funding? So moving forward, maybe when they open the next yeah. business, it'll be a better experience too, and they can have the resources they need.
Yeah,
I think one thing that's interesting too, and this is very hard to quantify and reach, but yes. what's the potential?
Right,
like, you know, for ooh. People that if the support system were in place, mm-hmm. how many more right. mm-hmm. Black entrepreneurs would mm-hmm. be able to get off, you know, and mm-hmm. their bench and mm-hmm. and really pursue their dream?
Yeah.
We feel the same way with creatives that mm-hmm. when those numbers come out, you're like, yeah, that's cool, but what are the unrealized realities?
Right,
like, what
exactly.
What is the real depth of this could mm-hmm. happen mm-hmm. if we all got behind supporting businesses
right.
like that?
And how would that change what the city looks like? Like, mm-hmm. you know, you circulate a dollar in one community, how that looks continue. If businesses can grow, they can hire more people. So that means more families have mm-hmm. more resources. It's a trickle down that I feel like, or that we feel like, mm-hmm. people are missing. Yeah. And you know, Charlotte is a champion of minority owned business. Charlotte mm-hmm. is doing really well, but we think that it can do a lot better.
Yeah. And visibility wise, mm-hmm. me and Maddie always talk about once a Black owned business is known in Charlotte, we feel like it's recycled a lot yeah. and utilized, and there's so many more still in that same category. Yeah. And so this will also help other businesses get more exposure. Yeah. And if they're looking at the list of caterers, you know, maybe trying out a different caterer mm-hmm. from one you know well, giving more opportunity.
I think you're spot on. I mean, the same thing happens in the creative community.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get your darlings and it's easy to be mm-hmm. like, I know if I call up Balto,
yeah,
he's going to come a running and he's going to mm-hmm. do a great job. But it's that discipline of yeah. mm-hmm. always churning, always talent scouting, always championing someone new. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that you guys have done well is think about all of the people that were inspired in 2020 to do something. I got to mm-hmm. do something
yeah.
that are not continuing to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys have said, no, this isn't about salving wounds or mm-hmm. like doing something in honor of George Floyd or the pandemic mm-hmm. or what's going on. This is just a flashpoint that this needs to be systemic,
yeah.
you know, continued change.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It is such an interesting conversation to think about the tokenization of a Black business. Mm-hmm. It's because it sounds like that's part of what we're trying to diffuse here.
Yeah.
Is that, because it's just like that happens. I see it happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, yeah, that's a great screen printer, but there are other folks doing mm-hmm. great screen printing work too, and they're just not yeah. getting that big old bright light shine
exactly.
on them yet.
Exactly.
And it's tough because there's no knock on the people that are doing a tremendous
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right. It's just the desire to lift up
yeah.
other
all,
people and
yeah.
have you know, competition, which is a good thing for everyone.
There's room for everyone.
Yeah. Like if somebody was visiting Charlotte and they said, hey, where should I eat? You could probably name 20 restaurants mm-hmm. in South End. But if they put where should I eat that's black owned on it, we probably will say the same two or three places. Mm-hmm. And it's not that other places don't exist or even that the two or three places are really good, because they are, but it's almost like people focus in on these same places and they forget, oh wait, we do have choices. But mm-hmm. that's another thing we do. We try to make sure people know what their options mm-hmm. are. So
I remember, like, when one of the, I hope I remember this name right, when you guys first got started, was it CLT Rowley?
And yes, yeah, like, and we
and you guys got behind them in a big way. I've never heard of them.
For us. Great testimonial story.
Oh my yes. god! Yes. I looked at. I'm like, I have to eat that food right now.
Yeah, and now they have, you know, fast forward a 4 years later, they have a food truck. And mm-hmm. at the time, it was like them and their kids, and they were like, "We'll bring them to you." And so the kids were involved, their teenagers were involved, and now they're like helping run the business. And so that's like a mm-hmm. one of our favorite. Yeah. Well, we don't have favorites. We have a rule. We don't have favorites.
But that was. I just remember that's that. One of the ones stories. That popped out yes. was like in the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And we always try to make long-term partnerships. Yep. Anytime we meet you, we're connected. So we continually have conversations with them and yep. they've shared their experience, excuse me, and what the exposure did. And for us, it's always about feeling good about the work we do too, yeah. knowing that we make an impact. So seeing that they have a food truck and now they're, I think they have a standing few days at the Amazon facility. Mm-hmm. It just warms our hearts. So we love yeah. to be a part of people's journey.
Well, those testimonials are so important yeah. to it, because yeah, it feels great to know that they recognize the role that Charlotte Black on play it played in their journey, mm-hmm. pivotal role, right? But also, you want others to hear those stories so they can go, oh, they can help me too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just going to add to the momentum mm-hmm. of the work you're doing out there. It's sort of like a really powerful way of people mm-hmm. going, oh, that's true. I can plug in there and yeah. be a part of that. That's really cool.
And we do stuff all the time in the background that we don't, I mean, honestly, we don't talk about it because we're too busy to remember to tell people about it. But so one business, so this was in 2021, mm-hmm. I think. Somebody from the Target Corporation reached out to us. And they were like, hey, we want to start this thing for February. We want to have a few black-owned businesses in a local Target. So, you know, mm-hmm. think about some retail people that you could recommend to us. So, mm-hmm. and it was just going to be in, I think, the Target and University, right? Mm-hmm. So we shared a few businesses that we knew that had retail products. And now one of those businesses is in every Target across the country. Wow. And so we're like, we can't take credit for that, but yeah. we do remember that conversation and mentioning their name. Mm-hmm. And so it's like just little things like that can impact businesses in a really big way.
You're so right. I think people sometimes, when you ask for help, it conjures up this, okay, now I got to pack my bags and go on this whole journey with somebody. Mm-hmm. No. What can you do right now? What mm-hmm. connection
to help move them
can forward. You make right now? Yeah. That may take 10 seconds mm-hmm. and you're out, but that 10 mm-hmm. seconds makes all the difference.
Right.
And if that's all you got, do it. And that makes such a massive, massive impact.
CLT First, that's spelled CLT1ST. It's a refreshing new podcast of Charlotte people, by Charlotte people, for Charlotte people.
No bots, no AI, just real human voices. We call it news for people who are so over local news.
We work with natural allies, all locally owned, like the Charlotte Ledger, Queen City Nerve, Charlotte Post, and many others.
We're all about local, 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 with minimal murder and mayhem. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Instagram.
Change your morning routine with us.
CLT First.
So the four of you, you know, partners, friends, mm-hmm. what are the vision sessions like? Is it over a meal? Is it at the park? Is it in a car?
Is there a referee involved?
We need a family meeting. Like, what are those meetings like?
It's a never-ending conversation.
Yeah, I feel so. And that is the part about friendship and business that is tricky, because mm-hmm. me and Maddie see each other probably, I tell her if I don't see her at least 5 days a week, it feels uncomfortable at this point.
Yeah. We think something is
wrong.
So,
yeah, so even in moments of when we're traveling, we could be like, oh, it's for Charlotte Black owned. We have a lot of informal moments, mm-hmm. But formally we try to meet monthly with our team.
Yeah.
And then me and Maddie meet separately as the visionaries, like she said, probably once a week mm-hmm. To make the visions happen. But we are very laid back, and we like to say we're very people. So it's always conversational. We welcome ideas from anybody on our team, and most of the time we implement them. So it's kind of a sharing session, brainstorming how to make it happen, and then connecting to the resources to make these events or initiatives happen.
Of course. And of course, there's got to be disagreements. Yeah. There got to be disagreements.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's testament to how strong your relationship is.
Yes.
Because, you know, you got to know how to, you know, compromise and sort of
emotional.
Oh, and we've had our more than our fair share of disagreements, but it's good. It's healthy debate.
Yeah. It is. And I think people hesitate. I think people confuse conflict and
arguing or
kind of just being assertive. You can you can express you dislike something, but it doesn't mean it has to be a problem necessarily.
Right.
We're about talking about the issue. How do we move past it? And I do believe emotional intelligence plays a huge part in how we are able to manage, but it's just taking your personal feelings out of when it comes to business.
Yeah. No, that's huge.
It's hard. It's not easier said than done. It's easier said than done. Like I said,
I think it's a, you know, there's the joke about having like, you know, work wife, work husband, you know, spouse, that kind of thing. I've started to think of more, it's like a covenant, right? So it's not like we've made this bond and it's going to go through difficulties, but it's unbreakable. Like I'm committed to it. I mean, you know, Matt and I have had our fair share of knockdown dragouts over stupid stuff. Like there needs to be a semicolon there. No, you know, there's a colon.
This isn't about the semicolon. You know,
the sad thing was it really was about the semicolon.
But English majors gone wild.
But I think at the end of the day, you know, like I'm committed, like this, we're family for real. And I can't walk away from this. Like not the friendship or the cause.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And we feel the same way. It. Once you're committed, if I'm mad at you, it doesn't mean I'm out. Right. I'll get over it.
Sometimes Tim and I actually say, let's go out and get a bite to eat and not talk about anything.
The hardest Charlotte has created.
Do you have any tips on how to do that? Because we have not figured that out.
No, yet. We did. We have had one at this. We're arguing. No, you're wrong. We did. I remember to end last year, we successfully made it for one lunch for an hour without talking
for
about
an hour.
And then by the end, we were like vibrating because like, I have this idea that I have to share.
So is it kind of the same or can you actually shut it off sometimes?
We're good about like we say that we're soulmates, Ashley and I. And so we kind of we can vibe each other out. So if it's a day where she really needs to talk about work or I really need to talk about work or personal, then we just kind of let that guide what the conversation is. And we're like, you know what? We will talk about Charlotte Black on tomorrow or later tonight.
And well, maybe we'll send a text or call another day. We're very, and maybe it's us being females and again, us feeling like we're soulmates. We definitely read each other's energy and we love traveling.
Yeah.
And when we're on a trip, we don't think about work.
That's a no work zone.
That is our non-negotiable. We may say like, oh, this would be great for Charlotte Black owner. This whatever. But
we'll
when we're on vacation, we switch our whole personality.
That's
I'm taking notes over here.
It's funny to hear Matt loves this story. It's funny to hear you say about soulmates because you told the story just
yesterday.
Are y'all
soulmates too?
I don't know about Matt, but so Matt was screwing around on Facebook. This is like 4 years ago. And he's like, hey, check it out. I never do things on Facebook. And he's like, it was like, find your soulmate. So he answers all these questions and it says Sarah Olin.
My wife.
His wife.
Okay.
And so I'm like, hey, you know, Matt just did this thing. And I said to my wife, Kim, like, I should take the test. And she's like, yeah, do it. And she goes, you know, I'll do it first. So she does it. And it says, your soulmate Tim Miner. And so I take it. And mine comes up and it says, Matt Olin.
And see?
The first time you're like, how stupid Facebook. It just makes the name.
They're joking.
So I took it again. Matt Olin. At which point my wife is like, take it.
She's getting mad.
At third time.
She's getting mad.
And make it the right answer.
Change the questions. I'm even like coordinating with her. Like, okay.
What would you say?
How do we reverse engineer this thing to get the right answer?
Time. Matt Olin.
That's hilarious.
And then she's like, close the laptop.
She's never looked at me the same way.
A little riff.
Since then. Well, we usually start our podcast off with a lightning round. We're going to end with a quick lightning round. But before we do that, Let's talk about what Charlotte Black owned needs, right? Y'all are out there asking, finding out what Black owned businesses need. What do you all need to keep you going, to move you to the next level, to just supercharge this incredible mission of yours?
It stumps us because, again, we think about others so much, sometimes it's hard to think about ourselves. But I know one of the major things is funding. We work full-time outside of Charlotte Black Owned,
and we don't take a salary from Charlotte Black Owned.
We just
hired our first employee this year.
Part of the vision for you all to eventually become employees of Charlotte Black Owned?
Once we knew it was a business, we were like, okay. But again, we typically pour into the events or the businesses we're doing. So funding is definitely something that we're always in need of, so we can further support businesses. We opened up the Creative Hub to be a home for creatives, but our goal would be that it's a fully funded space for creatives, where they could come and not have to worry about the cost. So funding would be great for that, and sponsorship for a lot of the events that we do would also be something that is continually needed. Great.
I have to say, there are so many brands out there. If you're a brand manager and you're listening to this,
help us out.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get, just from a social good perspective, off the charts, but from a return on investment, there are very few organizations in Charlotte that are going to return and love on you like CLD Black Owned.
You guys are
amazing.
Thank you.
It's been an honor to spend the morning with you. You had this Creative Mornings audience in the palm of your hands. This really cool interactive experience that you brought to the stage, which was really cool with the blue cards and the red cards. That's a road. You can take that on the road.
This is a chance to plug. If you are looking to do a community engagement event for your company and you want to talk, you need to pay these two women to come in and give the talk that they gave us this morning. It will electrify your staff, I promise you.
So cool. So in our last, like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 minutes here, let's do a quick lightning round. So this is going to get to know the two of you as people a little bit better.
Okay.
And you know, this is rapid fire, like, just what the first thing that comes to your mind, right?
Okay.
And a short answer. So let's start with what's your hometown?
Charlotte.
The 704.
There you go.
Unicorns.
We are.
All right. Did you have nicknames when you were growing up?
I think mine was Ash Bash.
Ash Bash.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
My mom still calls me Doula sometimes. Nobody knows what it means.
Yeah.
And Maddie itself is a nickname. You got to go with that. All right.
What was the very first concert that you bought a ticket to go see?
Your own money.
My own money?
Mm-hmm. I think it was when we went to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
The two of you together had your first concert together.
Yeah.
Well, the first that we paid for.
Yeah,
that we
paid for.
All right, what's your first concert then? I'll take away that qualifier.
Oh, man. Ooh. I have very bad memory.
Me too.
Maybe so like a summer jam. Wasn't there a Charlotte? Didn't Charlotte have like a summer jam?
We've had so many things like that.
Power 98 summer jam situation.
Was it like Wienerfest or something? Remember that? Way back.
I remember Wienerfest, but that was not brought to you by Power 98.
It was one of those music concerts where it was various artists. Mm-hmm. That's all I can remember.
All right, where'd you go to high school?
I went to two high schools, Mallard Creek, and then I went to North Mick prior to it opening.
Do you remember the mascots?
Vikings for North Mick.
The Fighting Vikings.
And Mallard Creek. Oh, this is embarrassing because I graduated there.
Mallard Creek Ducks.
Oh, it's a Maverick, the horse.
I think it's a duck.
They're named after a duck, but they have a horse. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm a proud graduate of the West Charlotte High School.
Lions. All right.
Lions.
Lion Pride worldwide.
Have you seen it recently?
I have. Beautiful. Not like when I was in school at all.
It is amazing what they've done over there.
Yes. It is a nice school.
If you could time travel, would you go backwards in time to meet your ancestors or forward in time to meet your descendants?
I'm going back.
You can go back.
I'm going back. Yeah.
I knew you were going to do that.
So I could tell him how things
I was going to say why.
You know, how things progress.
Yeah, hey, heads up. Here are the lottery numbers from
You could at least say it gets better. If you go to the future, you may not be able to be like, no, it was better back then.
I'm conflicted because I like to know everything, so I'd want to maybe split my time.
She wants to have it all,
folks. What's going on, but I do think going back would probably be more important for me.
If Marty McFly can do it, so can you.
Right.
You know, there's a will, there's a way.
What's the last movie that you saw that you raved about that people have to see?
Oh, The Burial. Oh. Yeah, I watched it. It's about an attorney that went to North Carolina Central.
Yes, the Jamie Foxx one.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that. That was great. Tommy
Very
Lee
good
Jones,
movie.
Those two were great. Mm-hmm. They had great chemistry.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
I'm trying to think. It might be a controversial movie, and it is a long movie, but Flowers of the Killer Moon, I went to see in theaters. It was a few, maybe three hours, but it was very... I left with a lot of emotion. It moved me.
My wife read the book, and she was pretty engaged with it in that way. And so I'm like, it's like going to see Schindler's List. Like, you know, it's going to be a grueling, unpleasant 3 hours, particularly if you're white. I think that's probably...
It was unbelievable, too. And then I feel like as you know, as a child, you hear about things, you experience things. But when you get older, you have a new sense of relearning the things. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I felt like I was relearning. And I was like, wow, I didn't know this happened. I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah, it's like Black Wall Street. It's one of those things, like the stories that you just don't hear about until you get to an age and you're like, what?
Like, how did I know about
when this happened? Yeah.
All right, well, here's my final lightning round question, which is, when you, because you know we bring a lot of music to these events that we do, and we're always trying to like get people fired up. What is your go-to song when you just need to get totally fired up, totally pumped up for something? Mm. What's your go-to?
I have a few, but I listened to this on the way here. I don't know why, but Lionel Richie.
Yes. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Party.
That was not Dancing on the Ceiling.
That was Apple Music decide.
Yeah,
that was an unexpected nostalgia choice.
But for me, I'm like, that's not a daily listener.
Soulmate.
Exactly. Mine's is definitely Afrobeat, Free Mind by Tim's. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It just, I feel like it's speaking to me to free my mind, be at peace. So that's a daily listen in my Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull both of those tunes up on the drive home for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
All right, last question from me. What is the best, worst advice you've ever gotten?
the best advice that has turned out to be terrible?
I've made poor decisions. So I'm trying to think about who convinced me.
How about this?
In the course of
building Charlotte Black Owned, what's the, you know, people probably were very free with their opinions.
Yes.
What was something that you just chose to disregard entirely?
I think don't mix business with pleasure. I was scared at first. I was like, is this going to work? But here we are.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing.
I hear you. The amount of conversations that Matt and I had before we went from, I mean, if it was just doing creative mornings and it was like a fun volunteer thing, but to say, let's quit our jobs and let's start this nonprofit. And
that's amazing.
Really tie our friendship into our finances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a different ballgame.
It's scary.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I think.
I would honestly say the same, that you can't do business with people you love. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're able to have tough conversations, then you can. So,
Well, this has not been a tough conversation. This has been a great conversation.
Yeah,
and again, it's just, it is an honor to spend this time with you. It's a joy to get to know you and your work. And we're just, I think I certainly speak for Tim, that we're so grateful that you all are out there doing this work, like following this calling. Because you're changing lives, and that's really special. So.
Thank you, and we appreciate you all because, again, from the conception of Charlotte Black, and when we didn't know where we were going, you all helped kind of move us forward.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the support that you've given to you.
Well, it was an honor. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, we have to help.
Yeah, and we appreciate y'all, too.
It made a difference.
Well, kindred spirits across the table here. Yes. Come on, put it in the middle. Sorry. There. We all can't see.
We're
3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1, Charlotte Black on. 3, 2, 1, Charlotte Black on. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Madeline and Ashley, thank you for being here. And Tim, another one in the books.
I know, I love it. And guys, do not, please do yourself a favor. Watch their video, listen to them, and then follow them and get involved.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
See you next month.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.